increase public interest. Nick Sherwin is the founder of the band Suburban Skies. He says 21st century technology permits a band to control its own future.
Social media is a wonderful thing, and being able to control your own art and not be signed by a record label, to be your own record label, is, I think, liberating.
Sherwin says the internet and social media have created possibilities for musicians. He says the new way to success is to give visitors more than one type of experience.
The most important thing is content. You have to have songs, videos, to be able to get up and do this. But I think it's extremely important to do shows to build your brand, to build your reputation.
Music industry officials discussed the future of the business during an international conference in Los Angeles, California. They said musicians are choosing to perform live across the country following the drop in CD sales in the United States. Rob Light is head of music with a creative artist agency.
The majority of the income for artists now is coming from the live marketplace.
Along with the popularity of live music, there has been an explosion in the number of music festivals. These events are advertised on social media. Pasquale Rotella leads Insomniac, a company that produces electronic dance music festivals in several countries.
Someone could make it in their bedroom and put it out there. And people can gain fans that way online without anyone's help. And that's absolutely helped the growth of dance music.
Bob Pittman leads the radio organization Clear Channel Communications. He says music lovers are still listening to the radio, although there are new ways of finding music. He says 70% of Americans say they discover new music from what they hear on the radio. But Rob Light says radio will soon be a thing of the past.
I don't believe that terrestrial radio will be as relevant to a 12-year-old today in 5 or 6 years. And if you're going to look forward, I think they're going to get their information, that exact information, from other places and other sources.
Nick Sherwin is not worried. He just wants to reach everyone who likes his style of music with the help of the internet. And that's the VOA Learning English Technology Report. For more technology stories, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. Give us a like on the VOA Learning English Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter at VOA Learn English. I'm Jonathan Evans.